This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure. Y is for yogurt. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. In this episode, we'll talk about a refrigerator staple, yogurt. I'm sure most of you listening know what yogurt is, so let's start by discussing how yogurt is made. Yogurt is a fermented product that can be made from virtually any type of milk, but likely started with using sheep or goat milk. The fermentation occurs when lactic acid-producing bacteria, such as Streptococcus thermophilus and Lactobacillus agricus, are introduced to the dairy. Sometimes yeast would also be included, creating a slightly alcoholic product. These bacteria love heat, and could generally be found in the milk-producing animals themselves. Hence, if you were to store milk in a container made from the skin or stomach of your cow, and left it in the heat of the sun for a few hours, presto, you have yogurt. While we don't know exactly when yogurt was discovered, it was likely consumed by nomadic shepherds in prehistoric times. Recipes for the dairy dish are included in early Arab recipe books, and it is referred to in the Tales of the Arabian Nights. Yogurt originated in Asia, and it is the Turkish name given to the fermented dairy product. This name stuck because yogurt was likely introduced to Western Europe via Turkey and the Balkans. Yogurt was used extensively in India, Iran, and beyond, but was generally unknown or thought of as a specialty food item in Europe and the Americas until the 20th century. Ilya Mechnikov was a Russian researcher studying bacterial flora at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. He hypothesized that certain long-lived peoples in Bulgaria, Russia, and beyond could credit their longevity to the consumption of fermented dairy products, including yogurt. In 1908, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine for his work on immunology. His work led to the increased interest in yogurt as a health food and certain bacteria in a healthy gut. Yogurt didn't reach factory-scale production until the 1920s. Isaac Carrasco of Spain founded Danone Yogurt Company in 1919, defining the first industrial manufacturing process for yogurt. In 1942, Carrasco's son and business heir Daniel fled World War II Europe to the United States, where he founded Danone Milk Products, Inc. While Europeans had some familiarity with yogurt, Americans had virtually none, unless, of course, you visited John Harvey Kellogg's Battle Creek Sanitarium, which we discussed in K is for Kellogg, where you might have been treated to a yogurt enema. Yogurt sales took off in the 1950s and 60s, when it was touted as a miracle health food. These days, it can be hard to imagine a grocery store without an aisle dedicated to hundreds of varieties of yogurt. Sweetened, plained, low-fat, full-fat, Greek with fiber. It's hard to believe they all had their origins in a simple sack made out of an animal stomach filled with milk. For more information, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time for Z is for Za'atar. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.